It was quite lovely this morning waking up and grabbing YouTube on my phone and watching the reopening dedication of Notre Dame de Paris, which happened last night, their time. And it was a wonderful thing just to see this church. I've spent a few months in Paris over the years and been to Mass there at Notre Dame, many, many times over the years. So the 15th of April in 2019, watching the flames engulf the cathedral and just thinking, the very worst of what was going to happen, the story of so many of the great European cathedrals that had been burnt down by fire. But to see it now, and so many of the features have detailed, the before and after, what it looked like in those weeks after the fire, with all of the rubble and the collapsed ceiling on the floor of the nave and the sanctuary. And now to see it in just such splendor and such beautiful restoration. All of the stonework has now been cleaned, all of the stained glass windows have been refreshed and renewed, and there's this light and vibrancy that is there. And it really seems so appropriate that they chose Advent as the time when they would reopen and rededicate it today. That the wonderful sense that it so fits in with the Advent themes. In order for them to do that work of restoration, of course, first they had to make the building safe and make sure that it was secure, that it wasn't going to continue to fall down. But then they had to clear away the rubble, all of the sections of roof, all of the lead, all of the different detritus that had come collapsing down onto the floor. All of that had to be cleared away. And so it's the image that John gives us as he quotes from the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and we hear Baruch echoing much the same idea today. That sense of what God is wanting to do. He wants to make it a straight and easy way. He wants to clear the path so that we're able to return back home, to come into his presence, to be the people who experience what it's like to dwell in his land, to be his people. Because at the time, they had been taken away into exile. Their equivalent of the cathedral, the temple, had been destroyed by the Babylonians in 586. And so all of that sense of desperation as they were taken such a long way from home, locked in chains. And so a generation later, when they heard this cry stirring up within the hearts first of the prophets and then shared with the people, to look to the east, look to Babylon, go to a high place and see what God is doing. And what is he doing? He's doing this work of flattening the mountains. He's filling in the valleys. The winding roads are being made straight. The rough roads are being resurfaced. It's like a manifesto for the local council. This is what you're meant to be doing. Probably not necessarily really environmentally friendly kind of message, to destroy the mountains and fill in the valleys. You would be like, maybe there's a better way but we get the image. We get the sense of this. And as I was kind of pondering about this, growing up in the country, I've certainly been on lots of rough roads over the course of my life. And rough roads are never, great for driving on, because you've got to slow down, and that's a really bad thing for a driver like me. I like to go as fast as I possibly can. And so how do we straighten, how do we make sure that road is clear? Well, first, of course, you've got to get rid of any rocks, any of the trees or branches that have fallen down over the roads. You need to clear away all of that stuff. And it's a really good reminder of so often we get extra stuff that we add to our lives, all of those things that just build up over time. Each of them by themselves aren't necessarily all that bad, but when they accumulate, when they're all there together, it takes time to kind of clear away some of that stuff that we accumulate. There's just so much noise in our world, and so having that sense that no, we need to first just move aside all of that junk, to get rid of the debris, to get rid of those things that prevent us from being able to walk through. But sometimes also, there are other things that should be there. You know, the potholes are there because the dirt or the bitumen that's meant to be there is missing. So it's a reminder that sometimes our lives, we've lost things as well. We've neglected justice, or we've neglected our prayer, or we've failed to be faithful to our friendships. There's so many things that we've let go of, and there's a hole that is there in our lives. And so the Lord is saying, and Baruch tells us, that this is what God is doing. It's not about us doing all of the hard labor all by ourselves. It's this invitation to remember what God is desiring, that He is the one who will do this work in us. But we need to cooperate. We need to make sure that we open ourselves to what God is inviting us into this freedom, to clear away the detritus, to clear away the junk, to allow all of the built-up grime to be sandblasted away, to clean the windows, just to let the light of God's love to come flooding back into our lives, into our hearts, because it's a beautiful gift that He is inviting us into, in order that we can be the people that He has called us and created us to be, the covenant partners that He's invited us into, that experience of being His people, so that we can be the people who bear witness then into the world, to speak His love and to make those declarations about the wonders of what God wants to do. So let's spend some time really just thinking, what are those rocks, those pebbles, those branches that have fallen over the way that we can clear away? Maybe for some of you, you've done all that work and it's not the big stuff that you need to move. But maybe it's just a little bit of brushing. Maybe it's a little bit of dusting that needs to happen to tidy things up, to clear that sense so that there is this free-flowing path. But what are the holes? What are the bumps along the way? What are the absences that we've allowed to let go of in our lives that we might fruitfully reincorporate back into our lives? It's a good Advent reflection to really ponder, what are the things that are missing? What are the things that have built up, so that we can be free to serve and be worship the Lord, who's inviting us more deeply into the highway of the Lord, to be people that pass freely along the way of God.